Good morning. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Before we pray our prayer of consecration this morning, I just wanted to tell you how excited I am for our new second part in the Acts series beginning after this one completes on May 19th. It's with my good friend J.D. Walt, and I know there are wonderful riches in what he is preparing to write the wake-up call on. So it's going to be a wonderful season. I would encourage you to get the wake-up call journal for the Acts season that's available to you coming up, and to really dive into the scriptures with J.D. throughout this coming season. Now let's pray our prayer of consecration as we begin today's meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is titled, In Christ, You Are a Child of God. And our passage is Galatians 3, verse 26. Hear the word of the Lord. So, in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. Consider this. Today, you have permission to be a child. Neuroscientists are uncovering that one's ability to play heightens creativity and supports a general sense of well-being. In other words, using our imagination, playing games, playing sports, and more brings good things up in us and brings bad things down. You should play more. I should play more. We should all play more. Now, have you ever imagined playing with God? In other words, can you imagine the same delight filling God's heart that fills yours when playing with, reading to, singing with, or watching a child? I like to think that Jesus played with the children and that they laughed in his presence. Could you and I imagine, and yes, there are no verses on this of which I am aware, that God might be young at heart and aspire to be like him in this? Could we go with God on adventures and plan outings with our Father who loves us? Jesus was quite clear in Matthew 18, verses 2 to 5. He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." Healthy children are humble, expectant, accepting, quick to love, and ready to believe they are capable of almost anything. Children are also not in a hurry, at least not like adults are. That is because the hurry is not yet in them. They tend to savor life rather than gulp it down. I remember my own son, when he was small, stopping on a walk to watch a caterpillar crawl across the path. We were in a hurry to get to our destination. We turned around to find him down on his haunches, transfixed by the colorful bug. We slowed down and joined him. For him, enjoying creation was the destination. Interestingly enough, it still is. It is adulting, as my children call it, and the challenges and messages that come to us as we age that slowly draw us away from that childlike state before God and others. In Christ, we are God's children. In the Old Testament, Israel was understood to be God's child. Exodus 4:22. In the New Testament, John reminds us, "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." children born not of natural descent nor human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. John 1:12-13. And what a profound metaphor this is that God chose. The child belongs to the parent, and the parent belongs to the child. They are intended to be joined in the most beautiful way. The child nurtured within the parent's loving care, and the parent delighted by the child's growth. The father's table in the father's house is large and inviting. No background or ethnicity precludes anyone from the table who wants to be there. To be a beloved daughter, a beloved son, is to follow in the path of Jesus. In his baptismal waters, the words of love that rang true for Jesus could be understood to ring true for us as we consider today's verse. An adaptation might be, "This is my child, whom I love, my child with whom I am well pleased." Adapted from Matthew 3:17. Yes, the words in the gospel were specifically for Jesus. But I also believe that Jesus would say words like this in this same spirit of love to you today. There is no flourishing in union with Christ without an increasing and healing awareness of our belovedness to Him. I am sure I have personally written this at least 100 times in my life so far, and I'm still looking for ways and opportunities to write it. I love how Henri Nouwen encouraged us to practice silence in order to perceive the Father's loving voice speaking to us. Quote, "It is not easy to enter into the silence and reach beyond the many boisterous and demanding voices of our world and to discover there the small intimate voice saying, 'You are my beloved child. On you my favor rests.' Still, if we dare to embrace our solitude and befriend our silence, we will come to know that voice, a voice that can be heard by the ear of faith, the ear of the inner heart." End quote. It takes faith to become a child. It is through faith that we can achieve it as we allow God's Spirit within us to restore to us the tenderness and innocence that only a child can have. And if I could add one more thing to today's reflection, perhaps we can learn to play once again, even play with God. He's the creator of our imaginations, our delights, and our interests. Positionally, before God and before the world, we are God's child by covenant and union. But also embrace that you are God's child personally and experientially. Seek to live a life full of wonder, with a propensity to play as hard as you work, and with a ceaseless expectation that God's goodness will follow you all the days of your life. Psalm 23:6. The prayer. Lord Jesus, I am in you and you are in me. I want to become like a little child, living in loving union with you, my Father. I desire that I would grow young in heart, Holy Spirit, even as I age in body. Let it be for your glory. In Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen. The questions. When was the last time you really played? Is there anything that might be holding you back from delighting in the life God has given you as His child? What do you think it means to be a covenant child of God? What have you learned so far about the reality that you are God's child? For The Awakening, I'm Dan Wilk.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.